This is Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network, one daily news story well told. I'm John Matarazzo. Coming up in a moment, Trump banned from Facebook for 2 years. That story right after this short message.
Have you heard about Liberty University's one-of-a-kind scholarship? Students from families that typically make $35,000 to $95,000 annually probably won't qualify for the federal Pell Grant, which provides vital funds for college. Our Middle America Scholarship, when combined with the Liberty Champion Award, will match the Pell Grant, a value of over $20,000 in 4 years. Want to know more? Text MAS to 49596 for more information. Again, that's MAS to 49596.
Since January 7th, the former President Donald Trump has been suspended from Facebook and Instagram with no definition or recourse. The social media giant announced on Friday, June 4th, that they were finally giving some boundaries to their punishment on the former president. In their announcement, Facebook said that, "Given the gravity of the circumstances that led to Mr. Trump's suspension, we believe his actions constituted a severe violation of our rules, which merit the highest penalty available under the new enforcement protocols. We are suspending his accounts for 2 years, effective from the date of the initial suspension, on January 7th this year. When the suspension is eventually lifted, there will be a strict set of rapidly escalating sanctions that will be triggered if Mr. Trump commits any further violations in the future, up to and including permanent removal from his pages and accounts." Before the announcement, Facebook was actually in breach of their own policy by not giving any parameters to their punishment and leaving it ambiguous. President Trump responded to the announcement saying that, "It's an insult to the record-setting 75 million people, plus many others who voted for us in the 2020 rigged presidential election. They shouldn't be allowed to get away with this censoring and silencing, and ultimately, we will win. Our country can't take this abuse anymore." Other big tech platforms like Twitter and Snapchat have made their bans permanent. President Trump has made mention of starting his own social media platform, but there is no known date for that to be released. I'm John Matarazzo. Join me on my Along the Way podcast. You'll hear interviews with people who are actively walking with Christ so that we can learn from others' journeys along their way. You can find my Along the Way podcast as well as many more Spirit-filled podcasts on the Charisma Podcast Network. Thank you for listening to today's Charisma News podcast, One Story, Well Told. For more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com. Subscribe to this podcast for more Charisma News every weekday. This is John Matarazzo. God bless you.